Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Heron.
Hello.
Travis Cronin.
Hi.
Sharon Tharp.
Back. Hi.
Thanks, Sharon.
I'm back.
And I am Brody Brown, and we are here to talk about all the celebrity news this week. The splits, the drama, the hottest moments, the kind of messiest moments. All that you come back to this podcast for Us Weekly. But first, per usual, we are going to set celebrity intentions. And those are, you know, the intentions not for us, but for the celebrities. What we want them to start doing, what we want them to stop doing. This little moment of self-care for, well, not us, for them. Travis, take it away.
My intention is for Karlie Kloss. I really need her to tell us what is going on with her and Taylor Swift's friendship.
Yes.
She has been so wishy-washy about it for 2 years. Mm.
She's friends with Scooter Braun.
Because she's friends with Scooter Braun. Because though there's a lot of people that think that she leaked the info to Scooter Braun, which we, of course, not confirmed.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that think that. I don't really think it's true. But I just need to hear, do they see each other? Is there bad blood?
Mm. Is there still a room in her apartment for Karlie Kloss?
Thank you, Sharon.
There were lots of cookies. There was like cookies in the room for
her? Yeah, she had freshly baked cookies
for
her.
What a true fan.
Karlie
Sharon, I appreciate
guys,
you.
I am a Taylor Swift fan.
There were Karlie's cookies.
Thank you.
From her Karlie's cookie brand.
Oh, right, yes. Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Thank you, Karlie. Tell us.
Thank you. Sharon, your intention.
Okay, this was hard, but so I don't know if you guys watched. Did you watch The Hills this week?
Yes. Okay, not this week.
Okay. I did.
Well, Audrina, she has, you know, there's still stuff going on with her and Justin Bobby, and he really did not treat her well this week. He apparently might be hooking up with Stephanie Pratt. We're not sure yet. It's still...
We saw allusions to that.
But he was very cold to her, and I just want her to get over this guy. It's been like 10 years. You know,
longer.
I also was like sucked in at first, and I was like, maybe he's changed. He has not changed. So I want Audrina to like move on, and that's my intention.
That's a good intention.
Okay, and Sarah, what's your intention?
My celebrity intention is for Carrie Duber of The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Who?
If you don't watch, which you probably don't watch, because it is the unsung hero of the Housewives.
It's so good.
It's a lot of drama. It's really good.
Dallas?
Yeah, it's so good.
Dallas.
No one gives it the respect it deserves.
There's like Texan drawl, so it feels sort of exotic.
They're only on season four.
For our New England accents, yeah.
But as Us broke the news today that Carrie will not be full-time on this current next season, and I'm very upset about it, and I want her to pull a Luann and really bring it and then come back full time for season 5.
Well, she was way more interesting in the early seasons, and then
her husband getting his DS'd at the roundup.
That was iconic. That was the allegation in season 1.
Exactly.
Leanne Locken said that Carrie's husband had received fellatio from another man at a bar in Dallas.
Dallas is the best.
I'm watching.
It's gay allegation finger pointing, which makes it super juicy.
He told me that wouldn't be on the show.
Travis!
Beautifully timed, Travis. And,
anyway, I just want her to bring it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And my intention is for Amber Portwood, who I am...
That was my second one.
We should all do one every day for Amber Portwood.
I'm keeping a vigil for Amber Portwood. I'm very concerned for her. As people know, she is the teen mom from Teen Mom OG. They had the reunion this weekend. She could not attend because she had some serious drama in her life with her baby daddy, Andrew. They have a child in common, James. I just want Amber to take care of herself so she can take care of her kid. And maybe this is not
the
relationship for her.
Put away the machete.
And also, please don't ever pull out a machete to wield it when you're angry. That's not a solution, even though that is her go-to.
She was doing so well.
She was doing so well. She was doing really well. She came in here in May. She may still be sober, and she was like, yeah, I'm doing well. I like where my life is.
She looked good. She was great. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know.
Pray.
Love.
Pray up.
Prayer circle.
Guys, this is going to be a special edition of the Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm treating you all so right because I figured maybe if we do that, you guys will get better at the games and the quizzes we play and you'll start delivering. Next week is National Tequila Day. It's Wednesday, July 24th. We have Ruben Aceves from Herradura Tequila. Hello, Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Hello,
Hi.
Everyone.
He'll be here to help us celebrate. He's going to walk us through a tasting starting in about 8 minutes, yes, to
perfect.
Tell us
yes,
all about Herradura Tequila. How old is Herradura?
149 years.
Oh, does that make everyone feel young, finally?
Oh, good for you, Brody. You can feel young in the room.
Not just Sarah here. I'm trying to age shame you all the time. And I visited Herradura in Mexico. It's incredible, delicious. Drank as much as I could. Ruben, you're going to walk us through 4 different tequilas today?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay, but first we're going to power through some news. Let's talk about Wells Adams and Sarah Hyland.
That's amazing.
Yay. Engage. Sarah Hyland, if you don't have a TV or the internet, you would not know that she is a star of Modern Family. Wells Adams, you might not know as well. He was on The Bachelor.
He was on The Bachelorette.
On The Bachelorette originally.
Top four.
And now he's the bartender on Bachelor in Paradise.
I was surprised that he even made top four in its season, but
that's
not even...
He was not top four.
He was top four.
He was like top seven. He never even kissed JoJo. They kissed once.
But
oh my God.
Really charming, very lovable, and
top
now...
Top four.
I know, I don't know.
I'm offended.
Travis fake news.
Fine, God. But I even watched that season.
Wells posted a video of his beach proposal. Sarah tossed up her ring. You know, so I like about Wells, he said like on his podcast, like everyone thinks I'm not going to buy her the ring. I got her the ring. And she put a quote in the caption, quoting a 1995 film.
Classic. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen and Kirstie
Alley. Why are you making that face?
Because how did anyone know that that was the movie she
How did you not
me?
Know? Yeah,
how,
I knew.
How would you know?
Every 1995? Single person.
Mary Kate and Ashley are legends.
You better take the anger out
Look
of your eyes.
Look at the comments.
I have no idea.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen deserved better.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
That's a great film.
Their movie.
And Kirstie Alley.
Whatever. Guys, I wasn't allowed to watch TV when I was a kid. Anyhow, actually, we were the ones who broke the news in October 2017 that these two were dating. And then we confirmed that they had moved in together. Then we also talked to them, and she said she told us that he was definitely the one, which is so sweet. And then he talked to us about, like, what their wedding would be like. What do you guys think? Are you thrilled for the two of them? I love this couple.
We all knew this was coming.
Yes,
I feel like they were always solid. They do put a lot of their stuff on social media, but it's not annoying.
No,
it never annoyed me.
They're funny.
Exactly. And I feel like they're relatable. I'm happy. I'm all about it.
Me too. They're so great together. And you would always think like, oh, a Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelor person and a Bachelor in Paradise person dating like a real celebrity with, you know, talent.
And she was a fan of The Bachelor.
And
she
slid into the DM.
They still watch it.
And you would think, oh, that's definitely not going to work out. They're just trying to, like, up their clout by dating a real celebrity. But they always seemed, like, so great. And I love watching their relationship.
And she's dated some guys who did not treat her correctly.
Horrible.
And also,
Cover of Us Weekly.
Yeah, and she's been through a lot of health issues. And so it's really nice that he's stood by her through that. We've talked to him about that. And he seems like a really stand-up guy. Moving on to our next news topic. Sandra Bullock has adopted again. Not a baby. Calm down, everyone. We've confirmed with the source she's adopted a 2-year-old rescue poodle, and this comes nearly a year after the death of her dogs Poppy and Ruby.
Oh, I forgot about
that.
Yeah, there were some photos of her and Brian coming out of a store in West Hollywood. She was like cradling this dog, and then we confirmed with the source that this was indeed a new dog, and we heard that
adopted though, right?
Adopted,
not bought,
not purchased.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Adopt on shop, and we heard that she got like a full consult of what to feed the dog, and that's so cute. I love her so much.
Happy for her.
Guys, what should she name the dog?
Lucy Apple Juice.
Oh,
two.
My God.
No, please,
that
no.
That is definitely too good. Soon.
She should name it.
The dog's still alive. Wait,
too
really?
Soon.
Yeah. From Lucy, Puppy Lucy Gate. Apple Juice did not die. That was the whole issue.
From Puppy Gate. It's too soon from Puppy Gate, Sarah.
I think she should name it Gracie Lou from... Miss Congeniality, Gracie
cute.
Lee Freebush.
That's cute. An homage
Gracie
to her.
Lowe.
To one of
That's
her,
a cute name.
Her best
that is a
and
cute
most
name.
Popular films.
I think she should name the dog Speed 2.
Wait, there was a Speed 2.
Yes,
maybe
there was.
Speed 3.
Oh, what about Speed 3?
No, there might have been a Speed 3.
Oh, but if she wasn't in it, it doesn't count.
Yeah, no, she
was. Was she in Speed 2?
No, yes, she was.
Wait, okay. I think so. It was on a
asking.
Boat.
There was one.
No, it wasn't on a bus.
The bus was
the first
one.
The boat was number two.
How did they? Wait, oh my gosh, I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, they were on a bus in the first one, a boat on the second
they
one.
They were on an elevator and then a bus in the first one?
The elevator was very short lived.
Yeah,
so they
I
were
don't
mainly
remember
on a,
the elevator.
The person just died in the elevator in the first scene because the guy showed that he was serious and then he took over the bus. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Were you looking at me like wondering what I would name the dog? I would name the dog Dog. Because I'm still very scarred from Bird Box. That movie messed me up.
Boy, girl, and dog.
It was so scary.
That movie really messed me up, too.
It was so scary. My boyfriend at the time, R.I.P. Sorry, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
Our relationship is. He said, I'll never watch a scary movie with you again because you're jumping and like two. And that movie scared the shit out of
in
me.
In a good way, though. I
know. I was just like, oh, my God.
I thought it was good.
I didn't think it was that scary.
But it was good.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
loved it. But I was like sweating like out of every pore.
I had a stomach ache the whole time.
Yeah, it was.
That's smart, though. Dog.
Then my dad started calling me girl, like jokingly, it was through the whole thing.
Oh,
that's like a Hallmark scary movie.
Moving on, guys, this is insane. I went to J-Lo's concert this weekend, and before I get about that, she's turning 50 this month.
Mm-hmm.
That is mind-blowing. She has the body of like a 22-year-old athlete.
She has a better body than she did at 22.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Her voice is great. She dances so hard. I saw the It's My Party tour. Yes, I was at the Saturday concert. I was late, and then I was... in the bathroom trying
so
to pee.
So you saw 5 minutes
no,
of
I didn't,
it?
I didn't see any of it. I got there late because the trains were so slow. So I was like, oh my God, I have to pee so badly. I was on the train for like an hour and a half. I ran into the bathroom. unzip, the lights go out. Everyone thought it was a terrorist attack. It was like, it was very scary. People were screaming. Then the generator comes on and people are like, oh, this is just the power outage happening in New York. And then she left the stage and the concert was canceled. People were irate. But then 2 days later, they had the concert on Monday night. It was incredible. Go see the It's My Party tour. She dances so hard. It was over 2 hours of her just like
shaking
all
it.
The hits, going wild. So
happy for you.
Thank you. Did anyone see Beyonce's, moving on, anyone see Beyonce's new video? With
no,
spirit,
I haven't
with
seen
Blue
it
Blue
yet.
Ivy, the cameo with
I
Blue
heard
Ivy.
That she has a good cameo, and she's the star of that video.
She's not singing, which I wanted her to sing. And she's not really doing much, but she's like serving you severe face alongside
Blue Ivy
Beyonce.
Has
she's
like,
clearly her mother's she's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, she looked like she grew up like very quickly.
Yeah, she's like in like fashion.
She's sassy.
Is she like 6'5", 6'7"? I don't even know
something
how old
like
she's
that.
18.
But she looked, yeah, she looked good.
I'm seeing Lion King tonight. Is everyone seeing it?
Oh,
it's
nice.
Out tomorrow. It's out Thursday.
Who what? Cares?
Sarah, you
what
used to be
movies
fun.
Do you
used
see?
Used to be fun.
The Lion... Oh, my God. I'll watch the old one. I don't need a new Lion King.
All right. So now, like, Grandma Sarah. Moving on. Emmy nominations. Exciting for a lot of
so
people.
Exciting.
Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's
which
Creek.
Is beloved.
I watched that.
Fleabag, if you love that.
I
Robin
love
Wright for House of Cards, which shows that Kevin Spacey can't ruin everything, but he can ruin most things.
Pose.
Game
Best
of
Drama.
Yeah, Pose.
Best Drama. It's going to win. It has to.
Which was also incredible because Billy Porter for Pose, this makes him the first openly black gay man to be nominated for a lead Emmy.
That's crazy.
It's
That's crazy.
Insane, but, you know, people are
the
racist
first?
And homophobic, so it's not
totally
shocking
it's not
totally
crazy.
That it takes until
Justice
2019.
Justice for Mandy Moore, finally getting a solo nomination.
Justice for Mandy Moore.
She finally cried well enough.
Also, of all the Game of Thrones nominations, Alfie Allen, who plays Theon Greyjoy, was nominated for supporting actor. And what's crazy about this is in 2006, Lily Allen, his sister, released a song called Alfie, where she basically called him a weed-smoking bum. And people were, like, laughing at him. And she was like, my little brother's in the bedroom smoking weed. I should tell him to get up. It's nearly 3:30. It was like a slam to Alfie. And look where he is now getting an Emmy nomination. And where are you, Lily Allen? Take that.
I didn't even know they were related.
Me neither.
Yes, brother, sister. It's incredible.
I love a feud.
Fantastic fact.
Love a long, simmering feud. And my Mike Fleiss, our final news item this week. The Bachelor creator is under criminal investigation for allegedly assaulting his pregnant wife, Laura. The Kauai Police Department confirmed to us. Laura filed court documents regarding an incident at the time at their home in Kauai over the 4th of July where she said he demanded she get an abortion, threatened to shove her down the stairs, and was verbally abusive, pinned her against the wall while she was pregnant. He apparently is claiming she attacked him. She was granted a temporary domestic violence restraining order against him, has requested custody of their son and the dog. A spokesperson for Warner Brothers, who produced The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, told us we are aware of these serious allegations and are looking into them.
Obviously sad, obviously disturbing. The only thing I know about Heidi Fleiss is that a couple of years ago, Mike Fleiss gave her, let her
Heidi
sing.
Fleiss.
Isn't that her name?
No, Heidi
Laura?
Fleiss.
Heidi Fleiss is the
Heidi
famous
Fleiss.
Madam.
Wow, I'm shocked to even know her, but she is the famous Madam. Laura.
Oh,
Laura.
Well, Laura Fleiss is that she
Heidi
did
a, Fleiss was like Charlie Sheen, all these like people she hasn't even named for her little black
I
she was the
don't
queen
know
of all
her.
Prostitutes
I just
in Hollywood.
Got her name wrong.
Yeah, she was.
But she sang a cover of Take My Breath Away on The Bachelor a few years ago.
Laura
Mike
wow.
Fleiss's wife.
Oh, God.
That's not nepotism.
Yeah. But, it was something.
Well, that was.
But I hope she's, you know, getting the help she needs and that
it
this
wasn't
divorce
bad enough
away.
To be beat.
Maybe his tweets will stop. I'm so over his tweets.
I know. It's so
he's
annoying.
He's obnoxious. Yeah. But he did give us The Bachelor. But that's not a reason to beat up your wife.
No, definitely not. Your pregnant wife. But okay, so we are done with quick news bites. Let's move on to our first taste of tequila.
Yay!
Ruben, are you ready?
This is all going to go downhill first.
Do
speaking.
I'm ready.
Oh my
okay,
God, I'm so
very excited to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure.
And getting us warmed up for our National Tequila Day celebration. Can you tell us what is this first tequila we're going to be tasting? Sarah, please go slowly.
Well, as you said, great question. Herradura has been making 100% agave, 100% natural tequilas for the last 149 years. And this one that we are tasting, it's basically the beginning of tequila. When you make tequila, you make a blanco tequila. Industry standard has blanco tequilas as non-aged tequilas. They're basically clear. We decided to age this for 45 days. So the uniqueness about this tequila, it's 100% agave, 100% natural, but aged for 45 days. Hmm. Aged in 55-gallon capacity white American oak barrels, toast and charred a little bit. So you can see there's a little bit of a yellow color on this tequila. And, of course, it's one of those tequilas that will help you understand that sipping Blanco tequila room temperature. It's something you can do and something you can enjoy because this tequila has an amazing note.
I was going to say, I feel like Denise Richards.
Yeah, yes. It has an amazing note. You get a lot of a cooked agave. You get a little bit of spearmint. You get a little bit of pepper. You get tiny hints of lime zest. And a lot of cooked agave.
Oh, it is like
yeah. For people who can't see, which is all of you listeners, we are not having these on the rocks. It's just like a little straight tasting. Ooh. Hold on.
This is spearminty. I like it.
Spearmint. Can you taste that? And all these flavors, it's not that we're adding those flavors to the tequila. It's just natural flavors that come from
the oak,
the soil at which you grew the agave, the process through which you converted agave into tequila, and a little bit of the oak. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so. Isn't it so nice to be drinking a tequila that you're not like wincing?
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's very
that's
smooth.
Not what's supposed to happen, Sarah.
It's smooth. It's elegant. It has a very nice mouth finish, long finish, and it's easy to drink.
I like
it's beautiful.
That.
Thank you. That was a delicious way to kick off our tasting.
Smooth.
Now we're really ready to talk.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Gonna get a little loose.
Well, we just talked a little bit about The Bachelor, but Sarah, can you tell us what is going on in Hannah B's world?
What's happening in the windmills?
People are having sex in the windmill.
She is such a queen. I love her so much. So finally, the fantasy suites have aired. We found out it was Peter the pilot, who Hannah slept with in the windmills, not once, but twice.
Go Hannah.
And Peter was my favorite from the first episode. I love him. You know, there's some allegations out there that he had a girlfriend before the show, but they broke up in December. We're not giving that any attention. We love Peter. He's not a Jed.
Right.
And then Hannah also opted to not sleep with Tyler because she said their physical connection was already too good. And she's like, I already know that's good. We need to stay up all night talking. And then she cried. He cried. She cried when he left because she was like so like overcome with like all the emotions and everything.
So one guy she was like, we're so close, we should just talk. The other guy she was like, we're not
close
enough.
Let's test it out.
We should have sex twice in a windmill.
Then Jed, she didn't confirm, but Jed has been a pretty clear front runner from the beginning. So pretty sure, you know, they did the deed. And then Luke. But we don't know. She didn't say for sure.
Because it wasn't in a windmill.
They didn't,
so she
show
share.
The condom like they did in the windmill.
Oh, wow.
Protection.
And then Luke, of course, as we've been teased, slut shamed her and said that if she had slept with anyone else that he was going to leave, and that you know, his religion is very important to him, even though he's openly admitted that he did have sex in college with a lot of people.
Yeah, nice
but
try,
then
Luke.
That didn't matter.
He's
Sarah.
A born again virgin, one of those. And she sent him home packing because he was criticizing her decision, and she was like, Jesus still loves me. I had sex in a windmill. And then when he was leaving, he was like, can I pray with you? And she
what
was like,
she
no, and put him in the car.
Didn't she give him the finger when he drove
away? Yeah, she
away
gave
too?
Him the finger.
I really like her sassy
too. I'm all about
it's
it.
It's refreshing. And that she can go back and forth with him about like what the Bible believes and what you're allowed to do.
Oh, yeah. He like named a Bible verse and then she named one right back. I was like, wow, I didn't know I was ever going to see this on The Bachelorette.
Take that. Because someone names a Bible verse at me, I'm like, wait, what? Like,
Corinthians?
I have no like sassy comeback to that. So good for her. And good for her for standing up for herself.
Yeah. And someone tweeted like, Caitlin Bristow walked, so Hannah B could run.
Totally.
And Caitlin responded. She's like, I'm so glad she's getting like respect because like Caitlin was not getting any support back then.
Caitlin was banging down doors.
Yeah, she really was.
Caitlin told us that she like saw herself. She was like, I'm so glad that like I was sort of outspoken and like, you know, not like sluttier with the guys, but like just doing what you do.
She had sex before the fantasy suite.
She was before her time.
Yeah, she was. And it was only like 4 years ago, but it really has been a different response. Hannah's been getting a lot of support, which she deserves.
And we just talked to Hannah about this double standard that the female bachelorettes are put against versus the bachelors.
Even when it comes to just like making and kissing them and stuff.
Yeah.
And that is in our new issue of Us Weekly on stands this week. So check it out because we got a lot of quotes in there from Hannah, from some of the guys, and also from Chris Harrison, who leaps to her defense and talks to us about how relatable she is. I know this is a little quick right after, and so I want you guys to pace yourselves, but we are ready for our second taste of Herradura tequila. Ruben, what are we going to be tasting now?
Now we're tasting Herradura Reposado.
Ooh.
I guess it's important for your listeners, your audience, that maybe when they hear me, I say Herradura. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I come to a bar and I order a Herradura, they say, I'm sorry, I don't think we carry that brand. And so I need to go and say Herradura.
For our American ears.
Yes, so this is Herradura. We say Herradura Reposado. This is a 11-month age Reposado. Industry standards have it as Reposado should be only a 2-month aged tequila in a oak container, whatever that is. This one, it's a big difference because it's not only the first Reposado ever in the industry that we released for the first time back in 1974.
Wow.
but it's the only reposado with 11 months. So if you think about this, pretty much all tequilas out there in the industry, reposados are 2 month age. Mm-hmm. This one is 11 month age. So then again, after this tequila, out of this tequila, you get a lot of vanilla, okay. You get a little bit of cinnamon, you get a lot of oak, you get some orange zest, a lot of cooked agave. And you know what I'm talking when I say cooked agave, because yeah, you tried it already.
I saw the cooked agave. So what are the extra months between 2 months of aging and then 11 months aging give it?
More flavors out of the wood.
Okay.
Flavors such as the vanilla, the butter, cinnamon, chocolate, pineapple, banana. Yeah. The charred and toasted oak, white American oak, will provide all those flavors to the tequila through the month.
That's delicious.
It is
amazing. It's super smooth and very, very easy to
do. But for cocktailing, I mean, I know we're having these straight. Which of these is either the two we've had so far, one that you'd recommend we put in a cocktail, or no? Should we have them straight?
Both of them. I mean, I rather drink them neat.
Of course.
Straight. I enjoy them much better that way. But it all depends on the cocktail.
Yeah.
Typically, when you say tequila cocktail, it's a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Margarita is basically fresh lime squeeze, agave syrup, and tequila.
Yeah.
And for that one, I would do with silver, the first one we tried.
Yeah.
But if you do a tequila cocktail, that not necessarily it's a margarita, because margarita was the first recipe that I just said, you can just blend it with anything you want. You can blend it with other liqueurs. You can blend it with a lot of different type of juices. So it all depends on the recipe you're thinking that it would be either the silver or the repo or the añejo, which we are going to taste later on.
Okay, great. Well, let's, before we move on to our next news topic, Travis, can you tell us what happened on this day in pop culture history?
Brody, I would love to tell you what happened on this
day.
Thank
you, Travis.
There were two things that happened on this exact day.
Travis, double trouble. Let's go.
So we're going back to 2007.
Oh.
One of the best
years. So
long
were you alive?
Seventh grade.
Okay, Sarah, enough.
I can't wait to come back in 10 years when someone age shames her.
Yeah.
So in 2007, when Sarah was in seventh grade, she's very young, people. You can look at her skin. The Lisa Bonet gave birth to Jason Momoa's son, which would be back in the day when Zoe Kravitz was 18 years old. But that's just a little warm up. But what really happened in July 2004 was, after three tumultuous months from her injury after shooting the music video Outrageous, Britney Spears married her backup dancer, Kevin Federline.
Wow.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
This was like today in 2004, that right after she had surgery from the Outrageous video, when Snoop Dogg, of course, dropped her on her knee and she had to go in for knee surgery.
Oh my God.
She
historian.
Outrageous. When I'm on the body. Outrageous.
Yeah, trench coat in my underwear.
Oh, so good.
Yes. And then, you know.
And then Chaotic was born.
And of course, at that same time, well, before Chaotic was born, right before their marriage, he, of course, had just broken up with his still pregnant girlfriend, Char Jackson.
Oh.
Okay, Fed.
Yes. Now, K-Fed. Now back to K-Fed.
Yeah.
That's wild.
He's a dad who's got his hands full.
2004.
Half the time.
I know.
Moving on to our next news topic, Meghan Markle. Miss, they don't make it easy, because she was at the premiere of The Lion King. Did they mention I'm going to see The Lion King tonight?
Yeah, we heard.
Take that. And it was Duchess Meghan, Prince Harry. They were talking to Pharrell, as one does, at the premiere of The Lion King. And he said, "I'm so happy for your union. Love is amazing. Love is beautiful. Don't ever take that for granted." Okay, Pharrell, stop trying to try to give the royals wedding advice. But what it means in today's climate, I just wanted to tell you, it's so significant for many of us. We cheer you guys on. And she smiled, touched his arm, and said, "Oh, thank you. They don't make it easy."
That's what she said.
The biggest thing there is, who is Meghan Markle referring to with the they?
Not me. I'm very supportive.
Same.
Finally, of one person. But the army of who the they could be is huge. It could be her deadbeat dad, Thomas Markle. It could be her
deadbeat half-sister,
Samantha Markle. It could be the unusually cruel and savage UK press.
That's probably who
it is. Probably, yeah. That's exactly
what it is. With a hint of some royal family members?
Of course.
Allegedly.
And as a source had told us before, Harry takes any attack on Meghan very personally, because obviously Meghan made a huge sacrifice to move across the pond, away from her mom and her friends, and then marrying into the royal family. Although it looks very glamorous, it's not nearly as
they don't
glamorous.
Make it easy.
They don't. They don't
I love
make it
how
easy.
We pick apart every little thing she says, but she doesn't speak that often.
We don't make it easy.
She had to know by saying right, they don't make right, it right. easy that people were like, because when she, the other, like the bigger moment there was the pictures of Megan and Beyonce.
Yeah.
And, like,
oh my God, yes.
I was like, oh my God, what is happening? And people are trying to read their lips and be like, what is she talking about? And yeah. they thought that Harry was talking about the kid putting his head up.
Yeah.
And,
wait, Beyonce was like,
guys. Like, a couple years ago, Meghan Markle was nobody, right?
I know.
So to me, her—
except for you, you were watching her on Suits.
Well, obviously. But her—
and reading The Tig, her lifestyle blog.
Okay. I love The Tig.
I did not go that far.
I didn't pick out a single bottle of wine without consulting The Tig.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I did not put a single place setting down without looking at The Tig.
But her approaching Beyonce and Beyonce almost being, like, nervous and Meghan's, like, the superior— I don't know. It's just, like, a weird dynamic because to me, it's like—
Beyonce
Meghan's,
always looks nervous, sort of.
But you know what I mean? Like, she's, like—
no, she looks so zen. That's, like, that's my only issue. She with Beyonce, she's always calm.
See, I think well, she's just
she
laughable.
Was, she nervous. Looked like her. She was a little fangirly.
She yeah.
looked, that was as fangirly as yeah. we'll ever see Beyonce get. Fair. Dealing with someone Fair. Who's...
But yeah, even that was so weird to me because I'm like, Meghan Markle probably would have died to meet Beyonce like 4 years ago.
She probably still was dying.
Right. She is.
When yeah. Beyonce and Jay-Z did that portrait of yes. like a fantasy Meghan, like with the royal, that, what was that from?
They had it at the British Awards, the British Fashion Awards.
Award, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that was behind them?
And they put the video that they had for the Mona Lisa behind them.
Yes.
They had Harry and Meghan behind.
They had, it was just Meghan, I
it
think.
It was just Meghan.
Yeah. So
and
I
the Mona
like,
Lisa portrait in a crown.
So yeah. Suits a lot Meghan yeah. Markle.
It's just fascinating. I don't know.
No, I love seeing the two of them meet. And I love that little nugget that Meghan gave us for, you know, to pull apart.
It obviously. Sounds like it would be part of like her Real Housewives tagline.
Oh.
They don't make it easy. I may be the Duchess of Sussex, but they don't make it easy.
I think people are like remarkably hard on her for a variety of reasons.
I do too.
She's very pretty. She's non-white. She is an
American.
Actress. She's American.
Divorced and Jewish.
Yeah. yeah. And so people are very tough on her. And it's for, whether it's misogyny, racism, yeah. anti-Americanism, there are a lot of haters out there.
She's doing fine.
Yeah.
She is doing, okay.
I'm not worried about her.
Sarah, where is your empathy today? Where's your sense
I told her
of,
I loved her.
Where's your joie de vivre and your empathy?
I don't know. I need another tequila.
Clearly you do. But we are on to our third taste of tequila. Ruben, what are we about to taste?
Now we're doing Herradura Añejo. This Herradura Añejo, it's a 25-month-age tequila.
Okay.
Industry standard, again, says that it should be only 12-month. So as you can see with Herradura, we always do the extra mile.
Yeah.
So
this is like another year. And
yeah, the Reposado that we had, it was 11 months. Mm-hmm. This one is 25 months. So it's way longer. And as you ask, now you're getting far more different flavor notes, aromas from the oak.
Ooh.
So even though they seem they were the same, if you look at them side by side, Reposado and Añejo, they look the same, but they taste completely different.
Yeah.
This is far more robust. Far more complex. You taste a lot of more oak. You taste a lot of agave. I get notes out of pineapple and banana, and the finish is more like dark chocolate.
You're very good at that.
that's his job. He is the.
I never knew the difference between those two, so that's mm-hmm. very interesting.
So it's basically the different time mm-hmm. in the oak.
So nice.
And out of that, you get different flavor notes.
That's because shockingly smooth.
Everything begins with the same tequila, blanco. You make a good blanco. You age it well, become beautiful reposado. You keep going, becomes an amazing añejo. You have to begin with a beautiful blanco.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Helpful.
That's my dating app name.
Oh,
a beautiful blanco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, that brings us to our weekly challenge: 25 Things You Don't Know About Me, where I pull an old issue from the archives. We are looking at a March 9th, 2015 issue. She Just Didn't Feel It, Bachelor Rejected. Chris Soules agonizes over the final two women, then gets engaged, but only after one revealed her true feelings. Well, this is such a Bachelor-heavy episode this week.
Mm-hmm.
So what year was this? Sorry.
This is 2015.
This is very important for me.
So every week, I take an old 25 Things You Don't Know About Me list. It's a franchise that runs in every issue of our magazine, where celebrities reveal 25 facts our readers and their fans wouldn't know about them. So for our panel of co-hosts, I will read, and listeners, please play along, I will read facts about the celebrity, and they will try to guess who it is. This week, I'm going to sweeten the pot. There will be a prize.
Oh, my God.
You will get to...
Shut
up.
Is
it the pinata?
What? This pinata!
Oh, my God.
If you guess the celebrity correctly.
Wait, you need to describe it to our readers.
It's a rainbow.
I love that.
It's a beautiful rainbow.
It's a beautiful rainbow.
With holographic mermaid glitter in the clouds.
There is something in it. And I will just tease you with this. What is in it relates to another national holiday, food beverage holiday. Well, it's a food holiday. That is for Thursday, July 18th.
McDonald's French fries.
You need to focus your powers of guessing on the upcoming 25 things.
You're absolutely right.
25 things you don't know about me. Number one, ever since I was a kid, I've wanted to be the singing and talking voice for an animated film.
Drew Barrymore.
Number two, I want to be on Broadway. I fell in love with New York City when I recently spent 2 weeks there just for fun. Number three, I have abnormally short arms. Number four, when I was 11, I was convinced I was going to marry Sully from Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Girl,
what?
Me too.
He was so hot.
Who? Oh, he was so hot. Sully.
Yes.
This is aging this person, so I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Same.
Number five.
You better get familiar.
I'm addicted to tea and coffee. Doesn't have to be caffeinated. I love the whole process of making tea and or coffee. It soothes me for some odd reason. Number six, my favorite movies are An Affair to Remember, Out of Africa, Gladiator, and Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Number seven, my favorite bakery is called Busy Bee's Bakery in Burleson, Texas. I've ordered the same thing since I was 10 years old. Bavarian creams and sausage
Texas
rolls.
Texas,
guys. Number eight, Hillary Duff.
Number
Haley
eight,
Duff.
No. Number eight, I can take a 2-hour bath easily, but it has to have bubbles and essential oils. Number nine, when I was pregnant with blank and so sick, I'd get sucked into the vortex that is YouTube, watching clips of Ellen DeGeneres, Jimmy Fallon, and anything Meryl Streep related.
Ashley Simpson.
Number 10.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
And also pregnant, I was extremely hormonal and miserable from vomiting. I apparently called my assistant crying, "I'll never be Meryl Streep." I don't remember this,
actress.
But I don't think my assistant could make that kind of ridiculous statement up.
Actress from Texas.
Meryl Anne Hathaway. Hathaway.
Number 11. I love cleaning out my ears. I'm obsessed.
Ew.
It's not Jessica Simpson?
I'm obsessed. No.
It's an actress.
I'm obsessed.
She's
with
an actress. Actress.
I'm obsessed. Guys.
I'm obsessed with Q-tips and ear candling. Number 12, I secretly want to try out for The Voice and see if I can get all four chairs to turn around. Number 13, I cannot understand the fact that controlled narcotic substances and alcohol are legal and weed isn't. How many people do you know who have died from weed?
Gina Gershon.
My point exactly. Number 14, I can still remember how peaceful I
felt. Miley Cyrus, no.
How peaceful I felt the first time I saw my husband, blank, almost 9 years ago. Number 15, I wanted to be Dixie Carter from Designing Women or Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show when I was little.
Raven Simone. She was on The Cosby Show.
Number
Kelly Rowland.
You guys are actually doing really well.
Michelle Williams?
Michelle Williams.
Number 16, I've never liked the beach or lying out in the sun for vacations. I'd rather be in the mountains wrapped up in a blanket on a cold day with a bottle of wine and a great book.
Heidi Montag.
Number 17.
She's not from Texas.
Number 17. My favorite drink in the entire world is called the Milk Bone at Fido in Nashville. Number 18. One day I will build a secret garden like the one in the novel.
Faith Hill.
Carrie Underwood.
Number 19. I have a horse.
Jesse James Decker.
Dolly Parton.
I have a horse called the Unicorn because he is perfect and anyone can ride him.
Reese Witherspoon.
Number Lisa 20, Vanderpump.
Number 20. Until I was 19, I thought the title of the song was Secret Asian Man instead of Secret Agent Man.
What? That's a weird thing to admit.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a strange fact.
Number 21. I cried for a solid hour on the phone with the creator of blank and pleaded to be let out of the contract that said I had to film blank.
Catherine Heigl.
The other girl from Grey's Anatomy.
Number
Ellen
22.
Pompeo.
Most of the time, I love animals more than I love humans. Number 23.
Kerry Washington.
My favorite books are Matilda.
Catherine McPhee.
Jane Eyre. You guys were so close earlier.
Oh, God.
Like around 19.
Like Kelly Rowland time?
Yes, around
guys,
that.
And
there, was another, and there was another guess around then. And I was like, oh, they're so close. I'm so.
What did you say right before I said Kelly?
Come on. No, Hillary or Haley?
That was a long time ago.
My 23. My favorite books are Matilda, Jane Eyre, Persuasion, and A Little Princess. Number 24. I have a concealed handgun license. Number 20.
Sophia Bush.
No. Number 20. Oh, you guys, you're so close. Number 25.
Reba McEntire.
Number 25. I hate Brussels sprouts and can't stand that every time I say that, somebody always says, Oh, but you've never tried mine. I love and eat every kind of vegetable, but not that one.
Trisha, your one?
Think.
That's a good one.
You were just, yes. You
were just Reba McEntire?
You were just
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes! Oh my God! Oh my God! Thank you so much.
From Justin to Kelly was the winner.
What the hell, you guys?
That was hard.
Oh, my God. That was hard.
Oh,
and
Travis,
I had like, I was like,
yeah, you were like, you're so close.
She's obsessed with Meryl Streep. I should have known that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
Travis.
So I get to beat the crap out of this?
Wait, this is not fair. This is not good for an audio podcast.
Sharon, you sabotaged Travis briefly when you said it's not a singer. It's an actor who wants to be a singer.
We're two for two.
You're right.
We both have two.
Okay. Can I, like, also have this glass?
Hold this up. Travis.
This is not good for audio.
Ooh, this is going to be fun.
But you're going to, Travis, you beat it. Sarah, you hold it up. Maybe Sarah with your other arm.
Okay. Sarah, please describe what's happening.
Okay, I'm holding a really heavy pinata of a rainbow.
Wait, this
we
is
don't
dangerous.
Know what's in it. No, okay. Just beat away.
If you hit me, I swear.
Okay. Come on, Travis.
HR. Help.
Going in for Help. All the time
it's
she talks badly about answer. Taylor Swift. Oh.
Would this you hold is a little better?
Very difficult. Sarah's finger's gone.
My finger got stuck.
Oh.
Okay, I got a hole.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, come on, Sarah.
I broke this a little bit.
Three more good bangs.
I'm not gonna hit you.
Come on, Travis.
My finger keeps getting stuck.
Do it for Kelly Clarkson. Do it for Kelly's anger and Justin Kelly.
One more hit on that side.
Stop. My finger.
Okay. You can rip it open. It's sure. full of Sour Punch candy.
Ow!
It's
I hit him for revenge.
It's national. It is National Sour Punch Candy Day this week as well. Enjoy. Oh, rip it open, you little monsters. There you go. At the end of every rainbow,
I can use it to chase my tequila.
Candy. Oh, don't do that.
No. That would be a perversion. That would be a perversion. Okay, moving on to our next news topic after the violence that we enjoyed.
This has been a wild ride.
Kylie Jenner posted something in the middle of a girl's trip to Turks and Caicos this week, a strangely timed note where she said in an Instagram post, "I'm proud of myself, my heart, and my strength. Growing up in the light with a million eyes on you just isn't normal. I've lost friends along the way, and I've lost myself too sometimes."
Jordan Woods.
Exactly. My first tattoo was sanity to remind myself every day to keep it. She said she struggled with anxiety my whole adult life and that she has dealt with all the internal ups and downs. Why did she post this now when the Jordan Woods thing happened months ago? People were like, girl, what? But it was nice to see her talking about anxiety. And
she's
also
never been this kid. I mean, she's not like this
no,
usually.
No, because she's not the most chatty on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Because it was her first friend trip without Jordan. She got sentimental.
Yes.
Possibly.
And she said, "I felt like I had to find myself completely again. I keep a whole lot to myself, but just wanted to share and let you know I'm human." So here's a little insight that we've gotten from a source about the situation. Our source told us that Kylie wants to acknowledge she's making a lot of new friends and spending more time with these people. She realized there were moments in her life that it was just her family and Jordan. It's been a challenge. She became codependent those periods, and now she has a great network of people she hasn't been seeing. And that basically our source said Kylie realized she lost touch with a lot of people and she'll always care about Jordan. She only wants the best for her and she's sending positivity to her. But, you know, that this is her and like her new life and like connecting with the people that have been there for her and like exploring new bonds with them.
See what Jordan tweeted?
No, what was it?
Jordan tweeted something like, "Where did these blogs get their info about something I've never even spoken about?" Because I think Page Six reported that Jordan like doesn't care about the trip or something. I don't know what she was responding to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was like a positive Jordan Woods, like she's living her life post.
And she just wanted to, you know, speak out and make
people
remember.
It's like when you're in a long relationship and she's just like, oh, I had some clarity because now I'm not with Jordan every single day. Mm-hmm.
Which, in a sneak peek for the next season of Kardashians,
right.
She said to Khloe, "I think it was meant to happen because I was so reliant on her." Mm-hmm. And it's like helped me like branch out and like realize that like I shouldn't just lean so heavily on one person.
So it goes along with what you said, what our source said.
And also, per our source, of the matter of marriage between Kylie and Travis, because everyone wants to know if they're going to tie the knot, our source told us that marriage isn't really important to Kylie, but it's become increasingly important to Travis. They're doing such a great job of co-parenting and raising this baby that Kylie and Khloe and some other family members are like, why break something if it's, you know, you saw Courtney and Khloe were both in relationships that they didn't necessarily need to get married.
Right.
Well, actually, when Khloe got married, things got even trickier with Lamar. But we also have someone that our source said that someone like Kim is an advocate for Kylie and Travis tying the knot.
But why?
Because she's someone who likes the structure of it and thinks it lends a sense of structure. The structure. Sense of structure.
Does it really,
marriage.
Though?
Well, for Kim, look at Kim and Kanye. It's kept them together. It's kept Kanye together. And it, you know, they really lean into husband
and wife.
It only
took her like 4 or 5 times. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's true.
She's been in it longer than any of us thought she would
no,
be.
No, it's true.
Which
yes.
is
true.
Shocking and exciting. But also shocking and exciting, maybe not shocking, but exciting, we are now on to our fourth taste of tequila.
Yay.
You guys ready? You still
yes,
with me? You still upright, Sarah?
Ooh, what's this one?
Are you guys
yeah.
ready?
Yes.
We are ready.
Okay. So we had 3 beautiful tequilas before, Silver, Reposado, and Añejo, and they were all amazing. Did you have a preferred one so far?
Reposado.
Yeah, mine Reposado, too. Reposado. Mm-hmm. Well, this one will blow you away. This is a Añejo, but you would say, why is it clear? So we aged it to become an Añejo, and then we run it through an activated charcoal filtration process. So we can remove the color. We added a couple of drops of agave syrup.
Ooh, sexy.
Let me know what you think.
It's very tasty. Hmm. It's very trendy and sexy. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that.
This one is really good.
That's really,
really
nice.
Good, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit sweeter. Mm-hmm. You still taste a lot of the oak. You taste a lot of the agave. But the added drops of agave, you can truly taste them. It's very sweet, very nice, very smooth. Has a beautiful finish.
It's so delicious.
That one's really good.
This one's easy to sip, too. This one's special.
It's much easier. You can have like on the rocks.
Yeah. Just imagine this on the rocks. Exactly. Yeah. Imagine this on the rocks, but it's... Anyone can like this tequila. Mm. It's very easy to drink. It's like an amazing entry to the tequila category. You know?
It's like an easy drink. I like
it. I've never tasted a tequila like that. It's good.
You've never tasted a tequila like this one,
like the specific one.
Yeah, it's good. There's like a hint of sweetness, but it's not
which
even
I didn't
really
think
sweet.
I would like. Exactly. But if you're just sipping it, it's great.
I hope everyone runs out and buys tequila now.
Yeah.
Well, I feel great.
I hope everyone runs out and buys Herradura because those tequilas were so bomb and so
those
delicious.
Those were bomb.
Then next week, as we said, is National Tequila Day. So you have time, and now you have a little bit of knowledge under your belts for how to choose a tequila and what to be looking for. But apparently most of the tequilas that we're buying in the stores are not aged the way Herradura are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you want to enjoy beautiful National Tequila Day, enjoy with Herradura.
Thank you so
Sounds
much,
good to
Ruben.
Me.
This is really so helpful and educational, and I'm glad I could give a little bit of knowledge to these three. It's hard to teach them anything.
Thank you guys for having me today.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Guys, let's move on to some more news. Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden, they were spotted out on a date last week.
For the first
week.
Time in years.
I know.
Yeah, where have they been hiding?
Well, where has Cameron been hiding? She essentially left Hollywood because we haven't seen her since 2014's Annie.
Oh, my God. That was her last
she was
one.
Iconic as Miss Hannigan.
She was.
Was she iconic as
yeah,
Miss Hannigan?
She was.
I thought she was good.
Little girls.
No. That wasn't a singing segue. But a source told us when we're wondering where Cameron has been, Cameron, our source said, has been very happy being away from acting and is not interested in going back for now. She's a homemaker. She's very fulfilled in her life with Benji. She's content just being at home and cooking. She loves cooking for Benji and for friends. That's her passion. She's super into it. She always comes up with new recipes and loves sharing food with the people around her. Looking back, she feels she spent so many years working a grueling schedule. She just wants to have a slow pace of life now in a normal routine. She's loving this time in her life with Benji and being able to do what she wants on her own time.
I love it.
Happy for her.
So she's spending her time eating food and drinking water.
She had like an awakening.
Food. Yeah, and she was just like, I don't need to be cranking out.
Especially shitty. I mean, am I allowed to curse on this?
You are. You can say shit, but you can't say an F word.
No.
I'd rather her do this than like just, you know, take any movie that's offered her way. Like, hey, relax.
Although I could. Okay, what are your favorite
Cameron Diaz? I did not see Annie, sorry.
I did.
The Mask.
She's not personally offended.
My favorite Cameron Diaz movie is either Charlie's Angels or Shrek.
Oh, no. The Sweetest Thing, for sure, and The Mask.
No, you both are wrong. It's My Best Friend's Wedding, obviously.
I've never seen that.
Oh, my God.
It's Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. What? She's so
Did
good
Did you see
that.
My Best Friend's Wedding?
I saw My Best Friend's
Did
Wedding.
Did you see
yeah.
The Sweetest Thing? It's like
no.
The best girl movie in the world. Every girl loves The Sweetest Thing.
Oh, well.
You should watch it.
I'll watch it with some tequila.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Okay, well.
We're doing something else?
Yeah, we are going to do something else. Isn't this so exciting? This is a
four tequilas in.
We are bringing back another franchise, our installment of White Girls Can't Rap, but they sure can write bad poetry.
God.
And, you know, with the news that Cameron is happy in her new life with Benji, I'll get you a pen, happy in her new life with Benji and cooking a lot and just, like, being basically a homemaker.
Is this a gift bag?
I don't understand why people don't go into, like, philanthropy or something, that they're just like, I'm going to stay in my house for 4 years.
I would rather stay in my house than do anything else.
We are going to write poems for Cameron. talking like odes to Cameron about her new life. You can ask her to be your friend. You can ask her to come back to movies. You can ask her to you know, dye her hair brown. This is between you and Cameron. But, you know, to sweeten the pot, since you, now that you're spoiled monsters, I'm going to tell you what there are going to be prizes this week. Don't start. You better, both of you.
Are you kidding
jumping
me?
Jumping Sharon. No, Sharon.
I suck at this.
It's for the inspiration.
Wait, before you start, this is what I'm going to tell you what the prizes are. Here are your prizes.
Okay. Ooh.
Is that a Kylie lip kit?
No, this is better than a Kylie lip kit.
Shut the fuck.
It's Keeping It Sexy, a game where you help Kenny G stay in the groove with the power of jazz.
It's signed.
In this cooperative game, players work together to make sure Kenny stays smooth and sexy through a hectic day. During each round, players will play sound cards to help Kenny overcome uncool events, detangle his luscious locks, and avoid rush hour traffic without missing a brassy beat.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Also, in this gift bag, you're not getting the bag. Don't try it. It's my beach bag. Also in this gift bag, We Should All Be Mirandas. This is a book.
Oh, cute.
It's life lessons from Sex and the City's most underrated character by Chelsea Fairless and Lauren Garoni, who are two former and fashion editors behind the incredible IG account. If you don't follow it, it blows my mind. It's so funny.
That's cool.
Every outfit on Sex and the City. The book is out in mid-October this year.
That's
two
cool.
prizes. And the third prize.
So we all get something?
We all know I'm not winning.
The third prize is my ex-boyfriend's toothbrush.
Ew.
I couldn't bring myself to throw it out because I thought it'd be bad luck, so I'm going to give it to one of you.
Ew.
Should we light it on fire?
No,
that
I was like,
so weird.
I was like, if I like throw it out or burn it, I feel like something bad will happen to him, so I was just going to give it to
you
as one
of
your prizes.
Okay. Bad karma.
Guys, once again, we are going to be writing poems for Cameron. Don't you even start Sharon Tharpe. I swear to God, I will break that arm and that pen,
God.
Travis.
Okay.
But your soundtrack, dear listeners, as we write for our inspiration, Sarah and I are going to do a word association game with the Real Housewives of New Jersey, but be warned, it's not a long list. So get cracking. Sam, you can kick it off whenever you're ready. Hold on, ready. We are about to do another round of Real Housewives word association, where once again I slaughter you with my incredible associative words and phrases. So do you want to... I'll go first.
Okay.
Ready. Real Housewives of New Jersey, these are all the cast members. Teresa Giudice.
Jail.
Jacqueline Lurita.
Ashley.
Caroline Manzo.
Italian.
Dina Manzo.
Ladybugs.
Danielle Staub.
Engaged.
Allegedly. Melissa Gorga.
Musician.
Kathy Wakili.
Cousin.
Teresa Epria.
Who?
Amber Marchese.
Homophobic husband.
Nicole Napolitano.
Twin.
Dolores Catania.
Love her.
Siggy Flicker.
Facelift.
Margaret Josephs.
Pigtails.
Jennifer Aiden.
House.
Jackie Goldschneider.
Journalist.
Wow, I thought there were way more people. Okay, now your turn to do it for me.
Okay.
Teresa
Giudice.
Criminal.
Jacqueline.
Meltdown.
Caroline.
Let me tell you something about my family.
Dina.
Scam artist. Oh, wait. Oh, no. No, scam artist.
Danielle.
Oh, prostitution whore.
Melissa.
On display.
Kathy.
Oh, I love Kathy. Like, estranged cousin.
The other Teresa.
Who is that?
I don't know. Amber.
Oh, really homophobic husband.
Nicole.
Was she one of the twins?
I think.
Okay.
Dolores.
Who cares? Oh, I love her so much. I'm from Maggio Cheese.
Spawn gone. Siggy.
Oh God, another meltdown. Wow. Oh, I don't even, just like crying.
Margaret.
Oh, pigtails.
Jennifer.
Angry drunk.
Jackie.
Who cares? All right, guys, time is up. Ready for
breaking
your
out in hives.
Travis, pen down.
Okay.
Pen down. Sarah Huron, you are first up with your poem for Cameron Diaz.
I didn't get to finish mine.
Oh, okay. Well, clearly not the winner, so let's start with a weak one.
Sister-in-law of Nicole Richie.
Ooh.
You, Cameron, certainly aren't bitchy.
Ooh.
Princess Fiona, but really a queen. With Benji Madden, you are so seen. And then I have Good Morning, Charlie, from Your Angels, but I don't have another line.
Yeah, that was really well done. You can still have won with
she's still
a lackluster effort. Travis.
Hi, Angel. Hi, Cameron. Want to film a movie? No, Charlie. Cameron Diaz, once a celebrated ingenue, now in the kitchen perfecting her jus. Instead of filming with Tom Cruise, you're in the kitchen flambéing booze. We're happy that you took some time for yourself because you can rely on your exorbitant wealth.
That was ridiculous.
Sharon, should we even go?
No, that is so crazy.
Good. That was Travis. Hey, that
this
was unbelievable.
He wanted the Kenny G sign thing so bad.
You are also going to get the we should all be
Miranda. And the Jordan toothbrush.
And my ex-boyfriend's
no,
toothbrush.
No, I want the Miranda thing.
Sharon, go ahead. And we'll just be like.
I have to follow that? Okay.
Sorry, we should have saved it for last.
I saw High Angel and I knew I was in trouble.
Hi, Angel.
Dear Cameron, girl, do what you love. Cook. Time to release that book. Eat, pray, love some more, and kick your acting career out the door. That's all I have.
Oh, mine's not much better. Mine was Charlie's Angels made me chuckle, and the mask had me lolling. I miss you, Cammy, but I trust your home. Is healthy, happy, sweet, and great better than Justin Timberlake? Benji seems like an awesome mate.
Oh, wow, we all were horrible compared to Travis.
Travis, that was unbelievable.
He rhymed ingenue.
I know. It was so well done. Well, thank you to Herradura Tequila for the inspiration and for coming in and getting us ready for National Tequila Day.
Yeah, we should always have tequila.
I think the tequila helped his
and maybe hurt ours.
He finished every shot.
Thank you.
The show.
And yours. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Thank you, Ruben, for coming in.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank
have
you.
A great National Tequila Day next week.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you.
Like and subscribe.
And thank you all for listening and tuning in. You can join us again here next week on the Hot Hollywood Podcast, where we talk about your favorite news, we're laughing and celebrating your favorite celebs. If there's something we haven't talked about, please let us know. But like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. We will talk to you again next week. Thank you and goodbye.